Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, November 20th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Welcome, welcome, whatever platform you are on. Be it live or on the replay, I always say it. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Frankie, how are you? Welcome. Not sure who you are, but welcome, welcome. Alphabet people. Hey, Juju, welcome, welcome. And I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, very, 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 very windy day here in Southern California. The Santa Ana winds are definitely blowing things up. Or not blowing things up, blowing things around. Okay, so I'm going to get started here. Hey, Minnesota, welcome, welcome. Didn't see you pop in. So today I want to talk about, trying to decide how I'm going to phrase this, but I'm just going to jump right in. So I want to talk about when we say things. Does it matter? Does it matter who says what? Does it matter? Is it really all in fun, or is it the people who are saying it that matters? Is there a time when we should not say anything? Is there a time when we join in on the fun, or we just sit back? Is there a time when we get up and we leave the room? So again, does it matter who says something? Does it matter? If my mother says something to me, can she say something to me that my best friend cannot say, the people I work with cannot say? Or is my mother overstepping? Can she say something that I don't like that she should not say? When people say that it's all in fun, is it really? When we, hear about those jokes that, people, put on the internet, whatever, especially when they're referring to people of color. Oh, I'm just kidding. Are you kidding? Or did you just get called out and you got caught? So now all of a sudden, can't you take a joke? You know, but then again, is it acceptable, you know, if someone else says it? So does it matter who says something? Hey, crazy lady, welcome. You know, does it matter if, again, can your husband or your wife or your significant other, whomever, get away with saying something that, again, if your best friend said it to you, you look at them sideways. And when someone is having fun, do you jump in and add to the fun if you don't really know that person? Is there a time when you just kind of sit back and just listen? Or again, you get up and you leave the room if you don't like it. If you don't like something that's said about someone, do you then turn around and say something else about that same person, but you just said that you didn't like what you said, that what was said previously? Can you claim sensitivity on certain things, but then you turn around and you're insensitive to someone else? That's my question. So does it matter who says it? Is it in fun? Or does it matter who the people or person who is saying it? Does it matter? Now, we've all put our foot in our mouths. I know I have put my foot in my mouth many, many times. Many, many times. But there does come a point when, and this is just my opinion, when you have to learn how to read the room. Hey, fair use, welcome. When you have to learn how to read the room and say, maybe I should just not say anything. Hey, Blunt, welcome, welcome. Maybe I should just sit back and just stay quiet. Do you come into a space where you're not used to? People are not used to you. Do you show everything or do you hold back? And if you come into a room and into a space where people are having fun with each other, do you have the right to be offended if you don't know what's going on? I mean, we've all been in situations, and I am saying we all have, because I truly believe that we all have been in situations where we've gone someplace. And it's not your cup of tea. It's not some place where you want to stay. And you have a choice. You can either stay and listen to what's going on and be offended, or you can leave. But if you choose to stay, do you have the right to voice that you're offended if it's among people who are having fun with each other? And let me back that up, because I just said, you know, there are people who make jokes about people's culture, about people's race, about how people look. And they put things like that on the internet. You have a choice not to look at that stuff. I mean, I know I see things and I get pissed, you know, whatever. But I also have a choice to turn it off. So should people, if you're going to talk like that where you know that, and I do believe people who do that know it's offensive, should people like that just keep it amongst themselves? Should you keep stuff like that behind closed doors? Or does someone have the right to be offended if they put it out there? When I say put it out there, I'm saying you put it on the internet, you go to a club, you get on stage and you're telling jokes that are offensive. Do the people who are sitting in the audience, do they have a right to be offended if you put it out there? You know, those are my questions. And again, I come back to, does it matter who says it? Should I be offended if I go to a club and I'm listening to someone on stage and they're telling jokes, whatever, and they target me and they say something offensive to me and people in the audience are laughing? You know, you've seen that where some people, you know, they're laughing, but they're like, you know, damn, you know, whatever. There's that bit of nervous laughter. Do I have the right to be offended, or should I just get up and leave? Did that person have the right to say that to me or to my friend or to the person who's sitting at the next table? When is everything fair game? But it's really not. Or should everything be fair game? If you run for public office, you know, they say to keep the kids out of it. And I was having a conversation with someone yesterday when I said, I think if, you know, if my dad's running for office and I'm the kid who blends into the wall and doesn't say anything and you don't even know who I am, you should not come after me. But if my sister or brother out there is showing their butt and they're doing things that they absolutely shouldn't, then they're fair game if they're of age. Is that a fair comment to make? Welcome, Abina First Lady. I mean, is that fair? You know, and again, if you're in the public eye, does it matter who says what? Does it matter if that news station says it as opposed to that news station? Does it matter if that person says it as opposed to that person? You know, and then I come back to, you know, is it really all in fun? Because see, one thing that I have noticed, in my years on Earth, and I've learned lessons the hard way. that if you cannot take it, don't dish it. If you cannot take it, for me, this is just how I feel. You have no right to get sensitive or get emotional or get your feelings hurt. If you're going to say something to someone and you haven't read the room, maybe you shouldn't say anything at all. That's just my opinion. That's how I feel. If you don't want something to come back to you, don't open the door. You know, like they say in court, you know, one attorney says something, the other one says, well, no, you know, and the lawyer says, or the judge says, well, you open the door. Because see, for me, if you open the door, I'm walking through. And some people will open that door and just have it wide open and then get offended because you do walk through. And there have been times when I have started to say something, I had to catch myself. It's like, oh, you don't want to go there because somebody else is going to go here. And everybody may not be, you know, again, when I go back to, I say, does it matter who says it? Because people also, again, when you read in that room, you have to figure out, are people feeling you? Because everybody is everybody don't feel everybody. Because I know that I've gone in places where people just are not feeling me at all. And are people aware of when people are not feeling them? Or when, you know, you're saying something and you're not being funny or people are just not into what you're saying. So again, I go back to, does it matter who says it? Some of you all may be wondering why I'm bringing this up. Some people may already know. Some people may not, but just in everyday life, you know, I just think that we should all be aware of if we come into a situation and we're new to that situation, sometimes it's best to just be an observer. And if you feel uncomfortable, leave. If it's a space that you feel uncomfortable in, leave. And if it's a place that you choose to stay and you're new to a space or you're not sure, again, just kind of sit back and listen. Say, are the things that you're going to say something that you should say or maybe you should wait? So, I don't know. Do you guys agree with me? Do you not agree with me? Do you think I'm off base? Or You know, so. Hey, Power Girl. Welcome. But I don't know, y'all. You know, there again, when the saying goes, you know, children should be seen and not heard. Sometimes there are some adults should be seen and not heard. Sometimes there are some adults who just, you know, should sit back and listen, as I know someone in this room right now is sitting back and listening, whomever you are. You know, so, does it matter who says it? Can you say something to me, but he can't? Can he say something to me, but you can't? Does the saying, you don't know me well enough to say that to me, does that apply? Hey, Shorty, welcome. And one thing I have also learned, and I learned it the hard way many years ago, don't assume. Don't assume anything. Don't assume because this person is this or this person's that or this person's that. Don't assume anything. Unless you know for sure. And the only way you're going to know for sure, in my opinion, is if you ask the person directly. And that's what I always say. You want to know something about me? Ask me directly. Don't go by, well, I heard that Salad said this, and you know, because by the time, you know, again, we were talking about this on a show last week. By the time the story gets, you know, back down, you know, I've said so many different things, and it's like, what? You know, but again, you know, I just say, well, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Juju and talking to Shorty and her sunflower. Oh boy. You know, so, you know, I again, does it matter who says something? And if it does matter who says it, should it be said in a particular place? Should you wait to say certain things? You know, but I will say this. And you all can say, go back and you can say, Salad said this. One thing that I will not do, and again, I've had to repeat this, but it just doesn't sink into some people's heads. I don't care. And I know this is being streamed right now. Hello, son. I don't care what other people do or tolerate on their shows. I don't care what language other people use on their shows. That's not my house. If I'm in their house, I'm just a guest. And as a guest, guests have boundaries. But when you come into my house, not only will you not disrespect me, but you will not disrespect other people, other visitors who are in my house. I will not tolerate it. There are certain words you will not say. And again, I don't care what you say and put in the chat and whatever in other people's houses. You will not do it in mine. Even if it's not directed towards me, you're not going to do it. I don't care if you're somebody I just met or you're somebody that I've known for a while. You're not going to do it. And if you're ever in my house, and something is being said that you don't feel comfortable with, or you don't like, but everyone else is okay with it, you're welcome to leave. I don't hold prisoners in my house. So if you get upset over people having fun in my house, and you're not having fun, please leave. Because I have gone places, and I'm just talking about myself. I have gone places where I have not had fun, and I left. And I'm not just talking about social media. I'm talking about physically gone places where I have left. If your comfort level is not there, I don't want people feeling uncomfortable in my house. But I will not have my visitors disrespected by other visitors in my house. You know, and again, I say, you cannot go someplace and be offended about one thing and then turn around and start to be offensive to the same person and then get offended when you're called out. You know, maybe like they say, sometimes silence is golden. And I'm not trying to pick on anyone. I'm truly not. Because these are lessons that I have learned. Lessons that I learned the hard way. But I learned them. I did learn those lessons. And again, everybody doesn't feel everybody. Everybody doesn't get everybody. You know, and then again, I'm going to talk about myself. Everybody doesn't get me. You know, sometimes I say something and people, say, dang, Solid, don't be so serious. And I'm not being serious. I am kidding. But some people know that I am. Some people don't think that, some people don't think that I am. And I know some people don't get me. I don't get other people. There are some people that you just don't get. And that's okay. That's okay. But I'm not going to disrespect you. So again, I come back to, does it matter who is saying something? I mean, I've been in a lot of different spaces. I'm not talking about social media right now. I'm talking about just in life. You go places, with your friends, you go out, go out to lunch, do whatever, and you're with people and, people start having fun and joking, whatever. But if you're that person that's just walking past and you hear it, do you have a right to go up to them later, like when they're outside, leaving the restaurant, saying, the way you treated so-and-so, I mean, is that your business? What you said to that person, is that your business? So, hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. So, y'all, that's all I really wanted to say. Does it matter who says it? Do the people or person who's saying it matter? When are you overstepping? When should you step back? When should you say something? When should you be silent? So, again, I ask. You guys think I'm wrong, you think I'm right. But this is just what I feel. But what I said about my house, I was dead serious. Hey, Father Brian, welcome. Sanctuary of the Divinity, welcome. Didn't see you pop in. You know, so I don't know. This is just something that I had to say. You know, this is something that, you know, I had to say. Some people don't get it. No, Minnesota, some people don't. The topic is, you know, doesn't matter who says it. Just, you know, when should we be silent? When should we be vocal? You know, and I guess I should also say, when do you cross the line of disrespect? So, but this is just something that I Now, Father Brian says, fun never comes at another's expense. I have to agree and disagree with you, Father Brian, because if some people know that it's fun and they're joining in on the fun, but in a different way, and you're aware of what is going on, I have to disagree. Because I, for one, I reach out to people. Are you okay with this? Are you okay with that? I never just have at it. But there are some people who, I would agree with you on that, Father Brian, is there are some people who are just clueless and they run their mouth. Or some people who are just downright cruel. But the clueless people are the ones who need to read the room first before they start saying, you should not have said that, or you should have said this. The people who are just downright cruel are the ones who would just come out and just say anything just to say it, knowing that they're being mean, knowing that they're being cruel. Now, that's just what I think. You guys can disagree with me. Yes, Shorty, they like to see how far they can push you. And again, for the they, for me, I'm talking about, does it matter who says it? Okay, now Father Brian says, from personal experience, being the constant butt of every home, where's on me? Okay, so then that's where, constant butt of every joke. Okay, so, and I understand that. So that's when I said, and Father Brian, you weren't here when I said that. That's when I said that if something makes you feel uncomfortable, then you should leave. And I'm talking about anything. I don't like cats. I can't stand them. I don't go into spaces where there are cats. I just don't. I'm not going to tell you to get rid of your cat. I'm not going to go to a cat farm or, you know, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just not. I don't like cats. You know, and you have exactly those boundaries. But if you're having fun and the person you're having fun with, they know what the boundaries are. And you know what the boundaries are with those people. But then there are other people who come in and they don't know what those boundaries are. They have no boundaries at all. And they just say things. You can't do that. Sabrina, welcome. You know, and then when people start pushing back on you because you've crossed those boundaries, you can't all of a sudden get into your feelings and get upset. Hey, Ace, welcome. So when you say dogpiling, are you talking about everybody ganging up on one person? Is that what you're talking about, Father Brian? It's always good to be fashionably late, Ace, for some things. Well, okay. That's fair. But you also have to be aware if the person who you may think is being offended is offended. Oh, internet trolls are always, I mean, there's always internet trolls. I mean, I have internet trolls. I'm not even going to tell you about some of the stuff that people say about me, you know, but, you know, again, that's where I say, don't be offended if you offend. So, but again, this is just something that I needed to say because a lot's been going on, and a lot, in my opinion, has been going on that should not be going on. But again, I say, you come into my house and you offend, or I think you're being offensive, even if the person that you are offending does not think you're being offensive. If I think you're being offensive, I'm going to push back on you in my house. A says, don't be offended. You like that? Because people have been trying to play double dutch with the wrong ones. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that I've talked to people who have gotten upset with me because on one hand, they're critical. They're calling you out. They're saying this, they're saying that. And then as soon as you push back on them and you say something about them, you know, I have had people say, well, I'm just sensitive. You know, I'm emotional. You know, you can't get butt hurt after you hurt somebody else's butt. You can't screw somebody, then turn around and say you don't want to be screwed. And, you know, Ace, you know, when you say my favorite is no offense, but, and then, you know, to, you know, and I have said that I have been, you know, and I've had to catch myself saying no offense, because I was in a space where I said no offense. And boy, did I get jumped on. And when this is something that I actually went to, and I think I mentioned this before, I went to Shy Lady about it. And I was like, you know, I was in this space and I said this, and she listened and she said, well, you know, you were wrong. I said, I was totally wrong. You know, I was totally wrong. I copped to the no offense part, but would I say it? Sorry, I shouldn't have said the no offense part. But you can't say no offense and then turn around and say something offensive. Or something that other people, you know, I mean, you know, and then for me, being the person that I am and knowing how I am and knowing how I will put things out there, and I know that I talk about a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't want to talk about. Because, you know, I just get tired of hearing people, they whisper about it, but they don't want to say it. You know, you have those friends that come to you and say, well, I can't stand Sue, you know, because she says, I'm like, well, Sue's standing right there. Why are you telling me? Why don't you go over there and tell her? You know? I don't need to hear it. Or those people who say things undercover. I had somebody a couple of weeks ago put something in the chat. Haven't seen him on the show since. Disappeared. Because they knew what they said. They shouldn't have said. Unless they were going to come up on the panel and say it. Or reach out in private. They didn't do that. Oh. Well, Ace, what can I say? You know, but I mean, you can't say stuff to people. And when you get pushback, you get upset. Brian says, these days I'm practicing staying in my own lane. A says, I'm thankful for you and your shows. I gain insight I may not find otherwise. Well, thank you, Ace. And you know, I mean, I have learned, I mean, for the years I've been on Podbean, I think I'm going my third year, whatever. You know, I do have rules, you know. I have met people that I truly enjoy. People who have just make me laugh constantly. Literally out loud, you know. But when, you know, and I'm just speaking for myself, when I put myself out there in public, I can't be offended with some. I mean, people have said some of the things that y'all have gone into my people send me emails. Some of the things that people have said are just, some things have just been downright nasty. Okay. If that's the way you feel, all right. As long as you're coming after me, you're not going after my husband or my son. And family is off limits. So does it matter who says it when it comes to family? Yeah, it does matter. You don't just say things. He says, stay in your lane and mind your business. Brian says all day, every day. You know, so, I mean, I just go back to, I don't know, guys. Hold on 1 second. All right, I apologize. I had a client that just texted me, and I had to respond. Okay. A says, I can't stand when people want to drag my kids into an argument. That ain't got nothing to do with them. The audacity, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know. Again, children are off limits. Now, if your child is being obnoxious in the sense that your child is picking on my kid, and I've talked to you about it, and nothing has come of it, you haven't done anything, I think bringing your kids into an argument that may be about your kids, I don't know, Ace, I think that may change things just a little bit, but just to bring them into the argument, just because, you know, the two of us are going at it, and all of a sudden you want to say, well, your son is stupid. I mean, No. But there's a time when we all need to reflect on some of the things that we say and some of the things that we do, and realize that some of the things that we say and some of the things that we do, maybe we shouldn't have said it. And A says, that can change the dynamics, but if you're mad at me, don't pull my kids in when they weren't right, when they weren't the source of frustration. Right, you're right. You're right. And I'm going to go one a little more, Ace. Don't bring my dogs into it. Don't start talking about my kid or my dogs. It has nothing to do with nothing. So, you know, but I don't know. I just again, Power Girl says, I listen to yourselves in the bathroom at work. Oh, Power Girl, you in that bathroom. You in that bathroom. Oh, goodness. Not the fur babies. Nope. Even though I had them starving the other night because we were on Discord. Oh, Lord. But I'm the only one that can starve them. Nobody else can. You know, I just, guys, again, this is just something that I had to say because, a lot of things have happened. Just everywhere. A lot of things have happened. And, when you come into a space, and if you're not familiar with that space, and you're not familiar with the people in that space, learn how to read the room. Sit back and be quiet. Just listen. I mean, you have people who things have absolutely nothing to do with them, but they just have to make a comment. They just have to give their opinion. And it's like, this has nothing to do with you. Why are you talking? And a lot of times those people don't even know what they're talking about or even have experienced some of the things that you're even talking about. Why are you talking? Take care of your own life. Go, you know, take care of your own life, your own self. So to the person that's been sitting here listening, don't assume things. Don't assume that you can say things to people. Because in reality, do you know these people? Can you go there? Can you assume? Well, this person did this, so well, they don't care, or they'll do this, or yeah. I mean, don't assume. But again, I'm going to repeat. When you come into my house, and I will say this again, I don't care what is said in other people's shows or in other people's houses, physical houses, in their car, whatever you allow in your space. That's their business, is their house. I don't care. If it's something I don't like, I leave. But you come into my house, not only will you respect me, you will also respect the guest in my house. If you are a guest in my house, you will respect other guests in my house. There's no ifs or buts. And guys, this is the only show I am doing this week. I did not realize. I looked at the calendar. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is Thanksgiving week. I have a lot of things going on this week. So this will be the only show for this week. I may or may not do open bar on Friday. It all depends upon if I get home in time. But this week is basically this basically is the only show that I'm doing this week. So, having said that, I am going to leave you guys with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Hey, Grid, how are you? Long time no see. I'm sorry, Grid, again. Every time I see your name, that one show that you were on, Grid, I'm telling you, I go back, and every time I listen to that show, I just laugh so hard. You had me rolling. Guy, this Grid is a funny guy. He is funny. He is funny. He is a funny man. So, and I know there's a huge time difference with us. So, Yes, yes, Grit. You always put a smile on my dial. Okay, y'all. So I'm going to leave you guys with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Okay, everyone, that's it. I do want to say to everyone, please have a safe and blessed and thankful Thanksgiving, because there's always someone out there who has less than you. And there are going to be people this Thanksgiving who are going to have one less chair around the table. And to my friend, I say to you, I'm so sorry for your loss. There are just so many things going on in the world right now. So many things that are man-made that man could make better. So always remember that you may only have a dime, but somebody else may only have a nickel. Someone is always in a worse position than you. So, on that note, everyone, enjoy the rest of your week. Be safe. And, Juju. For you, that's just, I am so sorry. Truly. I am really, really sorry. So everyone, on that note, stay safe and be thankful. Bye.